What is he up against as far as fundraising, especially against somebody who has been prolific like Mitt Romney?
He certainly is up against one of the most prolific Republican fundraisers of recent time in Mitt Romney, and certainly with Barack Obama, the most prolific fundraiser in presidential politics of all time, period. But you got to remember that in Texas, Rick Perry is the Sam Houston of political money. Nobody has ever raised more. And look, you can love the guy, you can loathe the guy. He's a living legend in this regard. And his ability to generate tens upon tens of millions of dollars over the past decade, that obviously bodes very well for him for his fortunes on a national stage.
How's he been able to do that? Talk about his, for lack of a better term, his money machine.
In Texas, there have been a number of people who have come to his aid, who have been constant supporters of him. These are people like Bob Perry. These are people like Harold Simmons. These are people outside of Texas, like the Koch brothers, who have put up a lot of money for his campaigns over the years. And, you know, he's also been able to have a national profile, especially as of late with his position with the Republican Governors Association. So, hey, he's been the biggest game in town in Texas for more than a decade running. And as a result, people have gotten behind him in a very large degree and have not just done so with support, with words, but with dollars as well.
Where is Romney's money coming from? And, you know, when it comes to Perry's money, do they overlap? Are there going to be people who have to say, okay, at some point, I have to choose one or the other?
Romney does have a very, very strong nationwide base. Many of the folks who donated to his campaign in 2008 are certainly donating to his campaign now. But what we have with the national Republican field is a very divided candidate field where you have eight, potentially 10 or even more semi-legitimate or legitimate candidates who are running and going forward here. So to some degree, there is a bit of overlap. You have big dollar donors and big dollar bundlers of money who are not just supporting one guy or two guys, but are actually going and playing the field right now. You have other people who are standing on the sidelines because they don't want to commit to a candidate right now because there's going to be so much shakeout, some of which is going to happen this weekend with the Iowa caucuses. So put that all together and it's still early yet, even though it seems rather late, at least in terms of candidates getting into the race, which is something that could play into Perry's favor relative to Romney and the rest of them, because the front runner as it is right now is not really.